Although a large part of his assigned ministry as a Sulpician priest was seminary teaching, the future Bishop of Vincennes was very much the pastor of Emmitsburg. Simon Brute was a scholar priest who was also sought after for the ministration of the sacraments. Some of Father Brute's notes chart a day in his priestly life. They are not written in prose intended for publication, but it is important to transcribe some of these notes in order to appreciate his pastoral heart. Father Brute would rise at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning. The day began with prayer and meditation before the tabernacle. Sometimes he would be present for the Mass of another priest. By 8 a.m. after breakfast, he would return to the chapel on the mount to take from there on foot through the woods the Blessed Sacrament to an elderly sick person. He would pray the rosary on the way. He administered the sacrament to the sick person and, on one occasion, prepared her husband for his first communion. By 9:30 in the morning, Father Brute was praying psalms and singing hymns on his way to the parish church in Emmitsburg. From there he took the sacrament to a gentleman who had been away from the church for years. He heard his confession and visited with him about his faith. By 10:45 he was back at the parish church to baptize a child. He visited with the mother, whom he said had great difficulties. After that, he visited a couple of other homebound people. At noon, when he returned to the mount, he found an elderly German woman waiting to see him. She had not been to the sacraments for 10 years because she was ill and lame. She asked for his pastoral ministry and was invited to stay for a meal. By 1:30 in the afternoon, Father Brute was back at the church in Emmitsburg to get the Blessed Sacrament, which he then carried to others who were sick. He administered the anointing of the sick to a dying person. He explained the sacrament to those present, several of whom were Protestants. At 4 in the afternoon, he went to hear the confession of another sick person. On the way back to the mount, he prayed the office, the Liturgy of the Hours, while on foot. And on his return, he prepared instructions to be given for the sacrament of confirmation. And now he wrote, and I quote, "Am writing down these notes, but 1,000 details, thoughts, and acts not told. How wonderful the day of a priest," unquote. On the margins, he had charted the mileage he had walked, almost 30 miles. There are other notes of his about his moving pastoral concern and care for black slaves in the area. And then he wrote, and I quote, "What have I done for the house," meaning the seminary, "reviewed the second Latin class, had a conversation before God with one of the young men, Latin lesson, reviewed the third French class, Latin lesson to Guy Elder, had a conversation with another young man who came to consult me," unquote. In another set of notes about a day's pastoral activity, one can read, and I quote, "I remember to have spoken to 62 persons, more probably, in regard to matters connected with religion and their duty. Made a short exhortation in Mass, it being St. Ignatius' Day." There are other notes of Father Brute's continued reading and study. "Saturday night the 14th, I received from Baltimore a number of the Edinburgh Review and the author Stewart Against the Eternal Generation of Jesus Christ. Sunday the 15th, already read through Stuart's book and wrote a long letter of remarks upon it to Bishop Elder. Attended to the duties of the day at Emmitsburg. In the evening, read part on the road, part at home, most of the Edinburgh Review. Monday, this day I finished the Edinburgh Review, made a dozen long notes on the article on O'Meara's journal, and two on the article upon Duprat's works, with some research amongst my books in regard to points in these memoranda, unquote. He also wrote that he finished a map of the ecclesiastical states for the geography class and taught the theology class and then a philosophy class. And then he went on a sick call and, as he put it, the usual happy round of a priest, prayer, meditation, mass, breviary, beads, visit to the Blessed Sacrament, etc. At the end of a set of notes he wrote, quote, God, 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 all the day long, unquote. It was not God's plan that Father Brute should be a missionary in India, but he was a zealous missionary in the New World. He loved to provide the sacraments for his people. Even as he took care of his young seminarians, he had a special regard for the poor and the elderly. His pastoral heart must have spoken volumes to the seminarians.